And this is the 2014 Supplemental Operating Budget Request. This is a briefing, Owen Rowe. Here we are again. The cycle never ends.
It's true. The budget cycle never does end. good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Again, my name is Owen Rowe. I am the Department's Budget Officer. I'm here today to provide you a briefing on the packages that the agency would like to move forward for the 2014 Supplemental Legislative Session or for the Supplemental Budget. Your binders include a summary I provided last week, provide a greater amount of detail that I'm going to go into today, but it'll be a good resource for you to use to educate yourself about the packages. And then, of course, please contact me with at any time with any questions. I'd be more than happy to brief you. So today, I want to provide you with just a brief overview of the state budget environment leading into next session, or how I see it at this point. And then we're going to move into the overview of the budget requests that we've received so far from the programs that we'd like to move forward for the 2014 legislative session. So first, let's talk a little bit about the state general fund. Slow recovery and modest growth projected. That's good news, since over the last 5 years we've seen revenue come in well below the forecast. Our June revenue forecast was up a little bit, $110 million in 11-13 and another $121 million in the current biennium. Pretty small growth in the context of a $30 billion general fund biennial budget, but positive growth nevertheless. The Revenue Forecast Council attributed that growth primarily to housing construction and real estate taxes. So there's some good positive signs there that the state's economy's on an upward trend. The state also got some good news in June. Caseload forecast was down about $90 million. That means fewer people are showing up to utilize state services, so that was also savings to the state general fund as well. Once again, I am anticipating that the legislature will be looking for some additional dollars to meet the McCleary decision by the state Supreme Court. So there will likely be another significant investment in general fund state there in this session. And so, it's going to be challenging for state agencies to obtain new state general fund appropriations. There will be a lot of competition out there. State wildlife accounts in good shape. The revenue from the fee bill passed by the legislature in 2011, as well as Discover Pass, have helped bring in over $20 million in revenue to the state wildlife account. We currently have adequate fund balance to continue to support current service levels through the 13-15 biennium. Even though our expending authority exceeds projected revenue from general license fees in the account by about 1.6, we left about $2 million unspent in 11-13, so we're looking good. We don't have a whole lot of extra resources, but I'm confident that we can make it through 13-15 in good shape without any reduction in services to our recreationalists. And as always, we will just continue to monitor revenue and expenditures very closely, as well as any other downward impacts on the account. So we have been preparing for the 2014 supplemental budget since May. Supplemental budget requests should focus basically on unavoidable cost increases. They're primarily just a mid-biennium course adjustment, not really the time for new initiatives or new larger programmatic requests. And requests usually fall under, you know, the following categories: emergent issues, emergencies, technical corrections. So today, I'm going to brief you on our budget requests that we've received. I'll give you a brief overview of the proposals. There's some more information in your binders as well. Please feel free to interrupt me if you have any questions about any of the proposals, and then provide any feedback you'd like to. And the next step here is there'll be a conference call 2 weeks from today on the 16th, hopefully to get final approval or adjustments to the package that I'm presenting to you today. So I'll just go ahead and move into our 2014 maintenance level requests. Maintenance level requests are requests that seek to maintain current service levels. And I'm just going to go through these one at a time. We've got a request for an additional enterprise license for our ArcGIS software. The agency utilizes that software quite extensively to analyze population data, habitat changes on map overlays. Tracking gray wolf observations is a good example of the type of work that we do with those with that software. We also provide information to the public on fishing and hunting opportunities. So we're looking to add about 50 more users. Just tends to be a trend, more and more demand for the use of the software. The Bolt lawsuit continues. The Attorney General's office received some funding or the authority to bill agencies for litigation costs in the fiscal year 14. However, we did, there was a little bit a lack of coordination there between the Attorney General's office and the department, so we're just going to go forward with the $35,000 request to meet the AGO's billing for fiscal year 14. Maintain radio capacity. We use the Department of Natural Resources statewide radio network to provide connectivity to over 700 portable radios and base stations. It's the only statewide radio network that can reach rural areas. Our enforcement officers use it. Our field biologists use it for communication. It's got a good public safety connection as well. DNR is raising its rates, projected to double their rates in the current biennium, so we're seeking some additional funding to be able to make those payments and to be able to maintain radio capacity. We've also got a package called Enable Emergency Radio Response, and radio technology is changing in the law enforcement arena, going to a different bandwidth. We're required to have new integrated wireless network radios if we're going to communicate with the state patrol and other local law enforcement agencies. Chief Bjork and his team did a great job looking for vacancy savings and other opportunities to be able to purchase some of those radios. They got, I think, about 40% purchased. We've exhausted all of those other opportunities, so we need to go forward with a request to the legislature so that our enforcement officers can have the radios they need to do their job. Preserving air support. We have a plane, a fixed-wing aircraft. It's a small plane, part Navy P-68. We use about 10% of the time, primarily for wildlife surveying. We do some fish planning with it as well. We share that with DNR. They pay us for the use of that airplane. DNR primarily uses it as a command platform for fire suppression, so we've designed the package to reflect about a 10% wildlife state ask and a 90% general fund state, since the fire suppression has generally been funded by the general fund since it provides a general public benefit. We need to basically overhaul both of those engines. It's FAA regulations, and if we don't get it done, then we won't be able to utilize the plane. Wildfire season costs, we see this basically every year. We had some pretty bad fire, or very bad fire season last year in fiscal year 13. Our suppression and restoration bill was about $2.4 million. We were fully funded in the 13 supplemental. And we're moving forward with a request right now. It's always a moving target. We're going to have to find out where we land, but it will certainly get that in there as a placeholder just so that folks know that we're going to have some impacts related to fire suppression. Another lawsuit, tribal hunting litigation. In January, the Skokomish tribe filed a federal lawsuit against the department, DNR, as well as several county prosecutors seeking adjudication of the scope of the tribe's treaty-reserved off-reservation hunting and gathering rights. So this funding would support Attorney General's legal analysis to prepare for the demands of the upcoming lawsuit in federal court. Maintain hatchery production is basically just trying to meet the increased inflation of fish food. We've seen that year after year after year, the global demand for fish food has increased. That's causing the price to go up. And then also we've had some impacts from last year's drought on the soybean crop in the Midwest, as well as increased cost for fish meal out of South America. And then finally, on that unavoidable cost increases section, we've got a package to maintain pheasant production at the Bob Oak Game Farm. That provides pheasant hunting opportunities for Western Washington hunters. They currently produce about 40,000 birds per year. The cost of feeding those birds has gone up by over $1 a bird, so we're seeking some modest additional wildlife state dollars to be able to maintain those hunting opportunities. On to the emergent issues. We've got a package for a lean IT initiative. This is requesting funding to invest in a cloud-based IT system to automate some of our manual business processes and access to scientific information. It's all about process improvement and trying to get some of our systems as efficient as possible so that our staff can work do the work that they are primarily engaged in doing. And then we've also got a package for disaster recovery for agency data. We're currently being charged for less than our actual usage over at CTS. We want to make sure there's no disruption or risk there, so we're asking for additional resources to pay that bill so that we maintain secure access to our data. And then finally, we've got kind of a placeholder here, meeting the requirements of public records requests, where we've seen the volume and scope of public records. They've increased over the past several years. Current law leaves little flexibility to handle these requests, and we could face fairly large legal liability if requests cannot be met. This funding would support some sort of an IT solution. We're still working on the details of that to support greater preservation of records, more timeliness in fulfilling the law, and fewer staff hours processing requests for public records. So those are our maintenance level requests. On to our performance level requests. These requests focus on the protection of the state's fish and wildlife resources. We feel they cannot wait until next year. Performance level requests are a little bit above and beyond current service levels, but they're just kind of categorize them as emergent issues that we'd like to meet. There's a marine vessel grant match we're requesting. The enforcement program has identified the opportunity to go after some federal dollars, quite a few federal dollars, $1.8 million, which would help to replace four aging marine vessels in Puget Sound, as well as to acquire a 38-foot command and control vessel for the region. And so this package requests funding for the 25% state match required to obtain the federal grant. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that we are successful there. Next package is modernizing license verification. The new wild licensing system will allow hunters and anglers to purchase and maintain license documents electronically on smartphones or other mobile devices, for example. And they would be smaller and more manageable license documents. And then our enforcement officers will need, the request is for smartphones that have the ability to scan these documents so that they're able to read them and verify whether or not a license is valid. We've got a package to protect wildlife from disease. This is for to fund a full-time veterinarian to meet some of the challenges that we are currently seeing around elk hoof rot and other disease around the state, which can have tremendous impacts on our wildlife resources as well as potentially public livestock. And then finally, our last package here is culvert injunction requirements. As I'm sure you're aware, in March, the U.S. District Court issued a permanent injunction against our department, DNR, DOT, and Parks, mandating that fish blocking culverts be repaired within 3.5 years. I think DOT's got quite a few more years than that because they've got the majority of the culverts in the state. And that's to remedy the loss of salmon productivity. And this request would fund work required under the injunction. Not only are we required to fix the culverts, we're required to do some additional monitoring and some additional coordination with the tribes. So we're just trying to meet the requirements under the court injunction here. So next steps, as I mentioned earlier, let me know if you have any questions about budget requests. 2 weeks from today, there's a conference call on August 16th to request commission approval of draft budget packages. Our final submittal is due to OFM in early October. And that concludes my presentation.
Great. Very clear.
Thanks.
Nicely done. Any questions? Pretty straightforward. And when are we going to get that point where we can start doing more of what we did in previous years? I know you don't.
We can certainly talk more about that, and next biennial session probably be a good opportunity for more discussions around that.
All right, no questions? Terrific. So we will consider this on August 16th. Good.
Great. Talk to you then.
Looks like a well thought out, high priority list. Thanks. Okay, number 6,